Have you ever felt that gnawing sensation, knowing you have something meaningful to contribute to the world, yet finding yourself stuck in endless planning without taking action? This universal struggle is what Michael Bungie Stanier addresses with refreshing clarity in How to Begin. The premise is deceptively simple yet profound. Our most worthy pursuits should simultaneously develop our own greatness while contributing something meaningful to the world. Life isn't a dress rehearsal. This truth, which Stanier first encountered on his future wife's door at Oxford University, forms the foundation of his approach to meaningful work. Since we only get one shot at life, why not embrace a double ambition, one for ourselves and one for the world? Being ambitious for yourself means unlocking your greatness, refusing to let fear, past wounds, or limiting beliefs prevent you from growing. This isn't selfish, it's recognizing your obligation to develop your unique gifts to their fullest extent. Being ambitious for the world means giving more than you take. This doesn't require headline-making gestures. Sometimes the most important contributions happen in intimate spaces, improving a key relationship, mentoring someone who needs guidance, or bringing positive change to your immediate community. What makes this approach particularly compelling is how these ambitions amplify each other. By taking on hard things, what Stanier calls your worthy goal, you simultaneously build your own capacity while making the world better. This creates a virtuous cycle where personal growth and positive impact reinforce each other. Not all goals deserve your commitment. A truly worthy goal must pass the TID test. It must be thrilling, important, and daunting. A thrilling goal genuinely excites you and speaks to your values. When you share it, you feel pride and anticipation. This quality counteracts the should obligations many of us carry through life. An important goal contributes more to the world than it takes. Whether improving relationships, starting community projects, or fighting injustice, these goals transcend mere self-satisfaction. While personal development matters, it rarely suffices to create meaningful change. A daunting goal creates butterflies in your stomach. It's challenging but achievable, pushing you beyond your comfort zone and back to the learning edge. Without all three qualities, goals become merely obligated, important and daunting but not thrilling, self-centered, thrilling and daunting but not important, or too comfortable, thrilling and important but not daunting. The tension between these qualities creates the dynamic potential that makes a goal worthy. Strengthen your worthy goal through three tests that examine different dimensions of your ambition. The spousish test explores the thrilling dimension by consulting someone who knows you deeply, a partner, sibling, or coach. Their reaction, whether enthusiastic approval, exasperated encouragement, or concerned opposition, reveals your true excitement and commitment level. The FOSO test, for the sake of, examines the important dimension by connecting your goal to something larger. Add for the sake of to your worthy goal to clarify its broader purpose. Strong goals, like creating the End Malaria book for the sake of saving lives, have clear answers. The Goldilocks zone test gauges if your goal's scope is appropriately daunting, neither too small, go to bed by 10 p.m., nor too abstract, solve racism. Like planets that can support liquid water, your goal needs the right temperature to be both meaningful and achievable. After these tests, begin your revised goal with a verb to emphasize action. While the outcome provides direction, progress comes through the process. To truly commit to your worthy goal, you must recognize your hidden attachment to the status quo. Like the moose in Gary Larson's cartoon ignoring the call of the wild, we often choose comfort over challenge. The prize for not pursuing your worthy goal is preserving what you have: comfort, status, authority, and control. These wins not wins include avoiding disruption to others' expectations or challenging your limiting beliefs. Consider the cost to both you and others if you don't pursue your worthy goal. For you, it means sacrificing future possibilities and personal growth. Since your worthy goal is important, others also lose when you don't pursue it, making inaction harder to justify. Like matter transitioning between states, we need sufficient energy to break free from the status quo. This shift occurs when the punishments, cost of inaction, outweigh the prizes, comfort of the familiar. If the scale tips toward maintaining status quo, reassess your worthy goal, or examine what's truly at stake. Even with motivation, rushing toward your dreams would be unwise. Instead, make progress while managing risks through three principles. Take small steps, recall your best self when doubting, and seek support. Silicon Valley success stems from David Kelly's wisdom, fail faster to succeed sooner. This approach favors quick, small tests over lengthy development in isolation. Test ideas through three methods: history, examining past moments of excellence; experiments, controlled tests that generate insights while limiting risk; and practice, focusing on process over outcomes while staying open to learning. When experimenting, avoid making tests too large, risking too much, or leaving success undefined. The key is gathering useful information while keeping stakes manageable. No one should journey toward their worthy goal alone. Just as Dorothy had companions on the yellow brick road, you need to carefully choose who travels with you and who to leave behind. Not everyone deserves a place on your journey. Consider leaving behind those who want you to stay unchanging, take more than they give, sow doubt, have betrayed you, or contribute to your numbness, fear, or complacency. These aren't trivial decisions. Simply naming who to leave behind can create a sense of lightness and freedom. Drawing from indigenous North American traditions, we can identify five archetypal roles for companions. The warrior has your back and channels anger appropriately. The healer/lover brings gentleness and unconditional support. The teacher/magician provides insight and challenges your thinking. The visionary/ruler stretches your ambition. Finally, the trickster teases and disrupts your comfortable path, a useful barb when you have too much balm. When we take on worthy goals, we wrestle with angels, not to win, but to engage with work that matters. These goals might be starting a nonprofit, writing a transformative book, or building an impactful business. The struggle itself, the setbacks, doubts, and challenges, becomes our transformation. Like Jacob in the biblical story, who wrestled until dawn and emerged both blessed and limping, our encounters with worthy goals change us. We unlock our greatness by working on hard things, not by seeking easy victories. The question is, will you choose your angels to wrestle with? Will you embrace goals worthy of your struggle? Your worthy goal isn't waiting for perfect conditions. It's waiting for you to begin.